What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Micah Parsons trade. We're live on YouTube, by the way. Go check out 92.3 The Fan on YouTube. We're live. I don't know if we have a moderator yet officially, so let it fly.
We're still looking.
So yesterday, the Micah Parsons trade happens. It was one of them things where I checked. I was like, is this real? And it was real. I was like, wow, I can't believe they actually traded him. And I was trying to be logical about it. And it was like right before football practice. And I was like, well, you might as well put something out there. And I thought about it, and I heard Nick and Jonathan after the fact, and I just thought, you know what? I like this trade for both sides. Green Bay, they're going to take a swing at it. Jordan Love, I think that his future is better than Dak Prescott's. I think he could be a better quarterback than Dak Prescott is. They've gone after wide receivers now. Green Bay has, like, they've kind of changed their model. They went after players in free agency. They're really going after it. This makes sense for them. For Dallas, they're a little bit further. I totally forgot about them trading for George Pickens, but that I will admit. But I thought, I was like, okay, they're kind of in like, hey, we ain't going to win it with them mode. We might as well start to build for the future a little bit. We've made this massive investment in Dak Prescott. Let's put some pieces aside. There, print it, ship it, go on. And I checked my phone after practice, and there was a couple people who disagreed. There wasn't that many people, but there was like 3-4 people who disagreed. And I said, no. This is logical. I understand like the players that they're getting back are not Micah Parsons, but I think that this is a logical thing. And then I heard Jerry Jones's press conference. I sat there and I watched Jerry Jones's press conference. And one of the things that stuck out was that he spoke for about 10 minutes uninterrupted, which was interesting. But then he also talked about how the haul for Parsons had been on his mind this entire offseason.
There was no question in our mind that Michael could bring us a lot of resources on a trade. That has been on my mind since we hired Brian. And I'm just going to give you this. Not only do we immediately get a player, but those draft picks could get us, I'm talking top Pro Bowl type players, they could get us as few as 3 or as many as 5 outstanding players. This trade has been going on in our minds and our strategies and being talked about. It's been going on all spring. It culminated today, and it came quick, but that's the way things go.
And he called him Michael.
I was trying to think if I just misheard him.
No, he called him Michael.
He's got these big veneers, and anybody at that age
hear him whistling.
Yeah, anybody that age trying to speak through their expensive veneers, it's hard for them to get the words out.
He did call him Micah 48 times after that, and he talked about how he's thought about it since spring.
The guy's played for him for 4 years, and he called him Michael. And then he said all that stuff afterwards. I go, oh, my God. And I did something that's kind of rare because nothing on the internet really counts. And I went back and I tweeted at the people who disagreed with me. And I go, you know what? You're right. I'm wrong.
Just from hearing him talk.
Because I tried to assign logic to what Jerry Jones does. And that's my fault. because you can't assign logic to what Jerry Jones does. When you're calling your best defensive player and one of the best defensive players in the NFL, when you're calling him by a different name, you know, I struggle to believe that you know exactly where your franchise is going. And when he's talking about in the press conference, he mentioned how this made them better for the postseason. I go, oh God, he really thinks that they're going to be more competitive with this. And I go, man, I'm trying
to. Is that throwing shade because Micah hasn't done anything in the postseason?
I don't know. Because
could Jimmy Haslam have said that about Myles Garrett? Like, last time we saw Myles Garrett in a postseason game, he didn't do it. I'm saying if he made a trade like that, would he be like, you know, this is all about the postseason, and last time we were in the postseason, our guy didn't do anything.
If he wanted to, I guess he could, but he was saying how this is going to make them better for the postseason, like this year, and I go, there's no. And I understand, like, there were some people going, well, it's back-end first round. I go, I get that, but, you know, you can move that. And I remember DeMarcus Lawrence, who is widely respected around the NFL. And I do follow Sean Sharif down there in Dallas and a couple other Dallas people who are, like, over the last couple of years, like, man, he's not really well-liked at the Star and well-liked in the locker room. And there's some flies in this ointment here that kind of stink with Micah Parsons. I think part of it is because of his podcast, and he gives opinions on his own team on his own podcast, so that might rub people the wrong way. But that stuck in my head.
We already have the owner that does that. We don't need another player doing that.
And so I thought, okay, this is best for both sides. Green Bay gets themselves an outstanding player. The Cowboys are going to move on, and they're getting ready for their future. And then I heard Jerry Jones speak, and I went, damn it, man, I can't believe you tried to assign logic to Jerry Jones. That's all. Because they'll mess it up, and I did find it weird, and I told you guys this before the show.
Well, you say they'll mess it up. You think they'll mess up the draft picks? I mean,
they've done decently. They've done okay. They've drafted decently, you're right, but are you going to find players in the back end of the first round? I mean, they were kind of lucky that Micah Parsons fell to them to where he fell to them when they were able to draft Micah Parsons. And I think that when you look at a guy like him, like he found 11 or 12 when he got drafted by Dallas. I think it was 11 or 12. When he was drafted by Dallas, like they were kind of lucky that he fell to him where they fell to him. I don't know if you're not going to find another Micah Parsons. And if your goal is to compete for this season, then really you should have just signed him last year before TJ Watt and Myles Garrett and everybody else gets signed. That's what you really should have done. So now I'm watching this press conference. You're calling him by a different name. We're saying these things. You let it get personal and you let it get silly. And then I couldn't help but think of it. And I told you guys before the show, the one documentary that Lima watches, so I'm actually excited to talk about it with him, is that America's Team documentary on Netflix. And I go, at the beginning of the documentary, you guys rip Tom Landry, who can't defend himself because he's dead, but you rip Tom Landry, say he was falling asleep in meetings and he can't get his players' names right. And I go, here's a 79, 80-year-old man who can't get his names right in front of everybody here. We're just repeating the process.
I just thought I misheard him. I thought he couldn't get the words out right. Because he is I'm telling you, guys at that age have a real, real big problem getting the words out.
Well,
you said he got the name right afterwards?
Yeah, he got it. He got his name right a bunch of times.
Oh, so he got
it. It's not like he actually thinks his name is Michael.
So just the clip that we cherry picked, he got it wrong.
It's not.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We cherry-picked the clip. That was the best clip that we had.
There you go. Yes. It was the best one that we had.
Because you cherry-picked it. That's why it's the best clip.
All right, fine.
If we're looking, well, Ken's biggest point is that he messed up the name, and he picked the one out of 50.
It's not my biggest point.
The 49 out of 50, he got it right. But Ken's point was he got the name wrong. So, of course, you went out of your way to get the one that he got the name wrong, then it makes sense that that's the best clip.
I made several other points. It's just that you decided to be...
I only heard the name one.
Because that's the only one you wanted to hear, because you have your head up your ass.
That's the only one I did hear. I didn't hear the other ones.
All right.
Listen, if you want to sit there and fight over Jerry Jones.
The contract that I offered him back in April, we offered him a contract to come play for the Dallas Cowboys, and it was a good one. Now, it was more guaranteed than what I've been reported that was here now. Nothing in the world am I criticizing Micah about at all. That
was
every bit his right. Micah's never been anything but so pleasant for me to be around. I want to be real clear about it.
Was that a swing and a miss by Ken? Did he get it right?
He did get his name right, but he also got it wrong.
He also got it wrong, is what I'm saying.
I think it just came out wrong. Like, I think he has trouble pronouncing words.
All right, if you
want the big teeth,
then go
the big teeth and the big D. I think he has a problem getting the names
then
out.
Then you can go ahead and do your own thing. I'm not going to sit here and have a fight with you about how he said Michael.
How does Myles Garrett feel today?
I'm glad we've moved on to something of substance here.
Well, because he got $40 million a year, and this is $47 million a year.
Uh-huh.
Does Myles Garrett wish he would have dragged this out further along? He could have gotten $7 more million a year. Now, I know the guarantees, but Micah Parsons 4.5 years younger.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if Myles Garrett is feeling like he could have dragged this out. Like the humiliation that happened during the Super Bowl and all that stuff, I wonder if he just mistimed it.
So you want him to still be holding out?
I'm saying if I'm Myles Garrett and his agent, I just saw somebody who's not as good as me get seven more million a year.
And they're still in the same ballpark, and that's kind of the...
$7 million a year? I don't know. If you look at top paid guys in every position, $7 million is not in the same ballpark. That's a pretty big chasm.
It's a strong payment, but you already made your decision. Now you go with it.
So Myles is now fourth on non-QBs.
He's going to hold out again. He's going to ask for another trade.
Ja'Marr Chase is making $250,000 more a year. TJ Watt is making $1 million more a year. And now Micah Parsons is $7 million more a year.
You know, all these guys, like the only thing Myles wanted to do when he got his contract was I wanted to be the highest paid, right? And then what TJ Watt wanted, some claim, even though TJ Watt's contract, the way it was structured, was different, that it was shorter, right? The TJ Watt situation.
I would imagine, yes. So what, you want Miles to... I'm messing it up. You want Miles to...
well, Tom Landry over there.
Yeah, look at me. Do you want Miles to hold out again, is what you're saying?
No, I'm saying if I'm Myles Garrett, am I wondering if I took the right tact? Did I just need to do it closer to the season?
Do you have a lot more money?
And the funny thing is, this... you can't say, well, you know, I was not in camp or anything. Micah Parsons was not in Green Bay's camp, and Green Bay's Super Bowl odds just shot up, which I was a little surprised at. Like, the totality of where they are in the pecking order, like they shot up big time, according to the emails we got overnight.
Well, yeah, of course, I think they would. I mean, again, they're going all in with this, and he's a really good football player. Defensively, who was it? Oh, God. Who was the guy? I think they had led with 7.5 sacks last year for Green Bay. That was their leading sacker. You had Micah Parsons, that's going to help him. For Miles, you made your decision. Your decision is made. That's where you go. I'm sure there's something in the back of his head going, I could have got a few more million extra. I don't think that that's unfair or unthought of. Okay, I'll meet you partway on that. I think for a lot of Browns fans is that you saw the haul for Micah Parsons, would you have done that for Myles Garrett?
So getting two
first-round picks. Yeah, the defensive tackle, that doesn't, I mean, that's inconsequential to a lot of people. I mean, you're talking about a 30-year-old guy, high miles.
Yeah.
Had a bad, not a bad year last year, but had a down year last year, got banged up.
He was really good 2 years ago.
Yes, he was. Yeah. He was very good 2 years ago. But the player is inconsequential. Would you have done that for two first-round picks? Because I thought, really, at 26 years old, I thought you could have got more picks out of Micah Parsons.
Well, wait a second. When we were talking about Myles Garrett.
Kenny Clark's a good player, but.
We were talking about two firsts when we were talking Myles, weren't we?
Yes.
So that was our, Micah's not as good, but obviously younger.
But that's the thing. He's still in the, like, it's not like he's like a tier below. He's in the same street. So, and he's 26 years old. So now you're putting him on a really good football team.
But they got to pay him. So it's
they gotta pay him.
So in terms of overall assets, this is as big of a deal. Highest paid non-quarterback, you know, $47 million a year and two first round picks and a player.
Well, this is where I thought different, though. Miles is going on 29, 30 years old. This guy's 26. Are we sure we would have got two first-round picks back? Because you got to pay him, and he's 4 years old.
I vividly remember the conversations. People were wondering. They didn't know if we were going to be able to get the two firsts because of the contract he was looking for.
Because we were all two firsts. And I heard yesterday, and I'm not Jake asked the question. I wasn't ripping Jake at all, but the calls were, well, yeah, you got to trade him for two firsts. I'm going, I'm not sure we would have got two firsts.
And of course,
if you're looking at a guy who's going on 30 years old,
and
would we have got two firsts?
Just like this situation, any team that would have traded for Miles, remember the one team that kept coming up was Buffalo.
Uh-huh.
Well, Buffalo, what are their draft picks every year with Josh Allen?
Low.
25 or
so
later.
It would have been the same, Myles Garrett.
It would have been the same scenario. So, hey, I'm down with the picks, but my issue with Jerry Jones is that you're talking about competing this year. You're competing for this year is, he probably is just flat out lying to the fans because he's Jerry Jones and he's a sale, not lying, but he's embellishing because he's a salesman and that's what Jerry Jones does. So maybe he's just thinking that they compete because you can't publicly say we're going to go down and that's going to be it when you have a quarterback that you've paid so much money to. But I think for the Browns, I think that this is going, whoa, I understand that we all believe, because we're in Cleveland, that Miles is so much better than Micah Parsons. He's not so much better than Micah Parsons. And Parsons is 4 years younger. So I don't know if we're getting two first-round picks. 216-474-0092. Knowing what you know now, you see the Micah Parsons trade. Do you rethink where we were at in the springtime for Myles Garrett? Would you have been more likely to squeeze the trigger on a trade?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need. to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.